Rumpelstiltskin. A man has got a very beautiful child. This child is a girl. The girl has long hair and blue eyes. She has a big happy smile. She wears her mother's necklace and ring. One day, her father goes to see the king, and he says that his child can make gold from straw. The king says, "This is very nice." The king loves gold. He has gold tables, gold chairs, and gold floors in his house. "I would like to see your child," the king tells the man. Now the girl is in the king's house. They're at a place with a lot of straw. The king says to the girl, "Make gold from this straw." The girl starts crying. She can't make gold from straw. Then she sees a very small man in front of her. His clothes are very old and dirty. His face is very old too. "Give me one of the things that you're wearing and I can help you," says the small man. "I can give you my necklace," she says. The girl gives her necklace to the small man. Then he sits down and he makes gold from the straw. The next morning, the girl gives the gold to the king, and he's very happy. But now he gives the girl some straw again. "Make gold from this straw, or you die," the king says to the girl. The girl is very sad. She's crying again. Then she looks in front of her, and there is the small man again. "Give me one of your things, and I can help you," says the small man. "I've got my mother's ring. Do you want that?" she asks the small man. "Yes, it's very nice," he answers. "Here you are," says the girl, and she gives him the ring. The small man makes gold from straw again. The next day, the girl gives the king the gold, and he's very happy again. "Now make gold from all the straw in the stable. Then you can be my wife. Make gold from all this straw, or you die," says the king to the girl. The girl is very, very sad. But then the small man comes to her again. "I can help you again, but give me one of your things," he says to the girl. The girl is crying. "I can't give you anything now," she says. "Give me your first child, when you have one, and I can make gold from all this straw." The girl doesn't like that, but she says, "Okay." The small man is happy. He makes gold from all the straw, but the girl is very sad. The next day, the girl shows the king the gold, and he's very happy. Now the girl is the king's wife. She's the queen. She lives in his house now. The next year, the queen has a baby boy. One night, she is with her baby boy. The boy is sleeping. The small man is looking at them from the window. "I want your child," he says, with a smile. "Please, please, no," says the queen. "I can give you gold, but not my child." "No, I want your child," says the small man. Now the queen is crying. Then the small man is very sorry. "Okay, don't give me your child, but tell me my name. People know my house number and my friends, but they don't know my name. Try. You have 3 days." The next day, the queen thinks of many names. She tells them to the small man, but he says, "No, no, no." The second day, the queen talks to the people that work in her house. She says to them, "Learn all the names that there are." Then the queen tells the small man these names. But the small man says again, "No, no, no," and he smiles. Now the queen is very sad. The next morning, a good man tells the queen some things about the small man. He says that the small man lives in a forest and that he sings, "The child is mine, she can't learn my name. Rumpelstiltskin is my name." Now the queen knows the small man's name. The next day, the queen asks the small man, "Is your name Sheepshanks or Spindleshanks? Is it Haskell or Horner?" "No," says the small man, and he is smiling. "Let's try again then," says the queen. "Is your name Rumpelstiltskin? Now the small man is very, very angry. He kicks the straw. He breaks his leg. Now he can't walk again. The queen is happy. Her baby boy is staying with her.